pull over. You're in the Fast Lane. Broadcasting live from the Car Shield Studio on 101 ESPN.
It is a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Alex Ferrario and Chris Ranji with you this afternoon as we still getting ready for Thanksgiving. It's coming up tomorrow and a big weekend in college football. We've also had all kinds of developments over the last several days in college football. That's why we bring in Adam Rittenberg, who covers college football for ESPN, and he joins us now. First of all, Adam, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
You know what? We are just killing it over here. We're having a great day today. First things first, before we get to the actual football stuff, is it acceptable to put up your tree before the Thanksgiving actual holiday?
Is that a question for my wife? I'm Jewish, so we didn't have a tree, but she did.
Good.
And I'm trying to think if her dad's big on the Christmas thing. I don't think he usually has anything up this early, though. He has some lights up, but I can't remember them having a tree up this early. But I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm non-judgmental when it comes to those things. You do whatever makes you happy.
Well, Adam,
that's what I said.
She's a smart woman, Adam.
Yeah,
she's a very smart woman.
No, she can do it early if she wants to, and so can Dad. I think so.
There you go.
So let's talk about, first of all, there was a cancellation, a pretty big one, actually, the Wisconsin game against Minnesota. They're not going to play for the first time, and I think it's 113 years. It's been a long time since they've been going at it, Adam. And now, because of it, Wisconsin can't, I guess at least at this moment, they're not eligible to win the conference because they're not going to have enough games played. What exactly is going on there with them, and can they make it up?
Yeah, it's going to be really tough for Wisconsin to qualify. You need at least six games to qualify for the conference championship and the division championship, unless the average number of games in the division drops below six. And so far, Wisconsin is the only team that's had games canceled. Now they had one with Nebraska and one with Purdue that have been canceled, and then now obviously Minnesota has been impacted with its game. So, I still think the average number is going to be above six when all is said and done, but we'll see. But now the Badgers are going to be limited to a maximum of five games left, only two regular season games before, that weekend of the Big Ten Championship, which is also going to have some other games being played in the league. But it's going to be really tough. It was going to be tough anyway, honestly, with losing to Northwestern. Essentially, now they're two games behind Northwestern with only 3 weeks left. But, it's definitely going to be an uphill deal now for the Badgers. Again, their own issues were the reason that the first two were canceled. And now an opponent's issues is why this week, unfortunately. And I love that game, guys. I mean, there's no better rivalry trophy in college football, in my opinion, than Paul Bunyan's axe. I actually did a story about 5 or 6 years ago where I spent the weekend with the axe and went everywhere that it went. And Wisconsin was able to retain it, but it was a lot of fun just spending the whole weekend with that piece of hardware.
Paul Bunyan's axe, Thor's hammer, they're the same thing, Ranj. It's the same thing that you get to spend some time with. Adam, I'm curious, the other big news in college football today has been Nick Saban, of course, who got the positive test. He's dealing with COVID symptoms, and so he's been told he can't be a part of this game at all. Frankly, Alabama seems to be the only college football team that can lose their head coach, and you have full confidence in the fact that they're still going to find a way to destroy the opponent.
Yeah, well, they're obviously very talented, especially this year's team. There's a real maturity about the team. And, in a sense, they've already gone through this part of it. Not having Saban around, it was the same deal, as you guys remember, leading into the Georgia game. And then he sort of tested out of the COVID situation, which was a false positive, and was able to coach the game. So the only thing that will really be different for Bama entering the Iron Bowl is that Saban, we know for sure, will not be on the sideline and cannot have any communication with the sideline during the game. And so, you just look at that coaching staff, though. Steve Sarkisian, their offensive coordinator, is going to be handling the head coaching duties and the administrative duties on the sideline. There's a number of other former head coaches on the staff, Butch Jones, Kyle Flood. And so there's just a lot of experience in that. Charlie Strong is an analyst there. I mean, they have a lot of head coaches around that program. And so I think they'll be just fine. And they also have the best team in the country on the field.
the Clemson-Florida State game was also called off, and Dabo was pretty upset about it, and at least for about 48 hours, he didn't let it go, and continued to voice his displeasure about it. Does he have a point, or should he just sort of suck it up, or maybe somewhere in the middle?
Well, I understand why he was upset. I mean, I think any time that you make a trip somewhere and then the game gets canceled right before it's supposed to take place, I mean, that shouldn't happen. And honestly, it hasn't happened anywhere else. I'm not defending Clemson and at some of their positions because I think Dabo has carried on much too long about it. But we've seen, obviously, postponements and cancellations. There's some that are happening today. But everything happens before the road team gets on a plane and gets to its destination. And so I think it was really more of a lack of leadership from the ACC or just the problems with their protocols that this could even happen, that Clemson could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to go down to Tallahassee and then not have the game being played. But I also understand Florida State's side of it, where you had a player who, even though they weren't testing negative during the week, had exhibited symptoms. And that person eventually did test positive after they got to Tallahassee and had been around teammates. And so I understand the concern from the Florida State side of it. I think the lesson here is whether you have tested positive or not, anyone who has symptoms that could possibly be the coronavirus, you have to distance that person from the program, even if it's a starting quarterback, even if it's the backup punter. I just think you can't take any chances given how close all these games are to being canceled or postponed.
Adam, we saw last night the first college football rankings, and I think we kind of expected to see some really strange things, especially when we've gone through the year that we've gone through. But I got to tell you, I was a little taken back by seeing BYU ranked number 14th. I mean, when you got quarterback Zach Wilson playing at a Heisman level, it seems like, it really seems unfair that BYU gets that kind of push just because they haven't had any Power 5 conference games.
Yeah, I was surprised too. I mean, to be behind 3 2-loss teams, and again, you have a lot of athletic directors that are on that committee, including Gary Barta from Iowa, who's chairing it this year, and they understand what it's like to schedule, and they understand that BYU entering the season had 6 Power 5 opponents on its initial schedule, all of which were wiped off the schedule because of COVID, because these leagues essentially went conference only. Nobody's playing another Power 5 opponent this year. And so, I just don't know what BYU was supposed to do about it to try to make that schedule stronger. They have been dominant in really all but one game. They had a 7-point win over UTSA. And in many years, you know, a win against Boise State is going to resonate a little more. A win against Navy is going to resonate a little bit more. Houston, they have some decent opponents on there, but clearly they looked at Cincinnati, even though they played one less game than BYU, and value what they had done in the AAC versus what BYU has done as an independent. But as you guys know, BYU schedules are always front-loaded with Power 5 opponents. And in this season, because of COVID and because of the restructured schedules everywhere, they haven't been able to have that.
But the way it stands right now, it's Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State. Those are your top four. It could very well end up being that at the end of the season going into the CFP. And to this point, they have not talked about or had any serious discussions about maybe putting together some kind of bubble so there aren't any sort of massive interruptions when you get to that point of the year. And to me, it seems like you kind of have to do that because it's too important time of the year. You want to make sure things go off without a hitch. First of all, is it possible for them to do it? Secondly, will they talk about doing it and then ultimately do some kind of environment that's closed in?
I don't sense they will, Chris. I mean, I think they're too tied into the bowls. They're too tied into this schedule that they want to keep to go into some type of bubble format. Now, one thing that's important to know is that most of these campuses are clearing out of the student body. Most students have been sent home after either already or immediately after Thanksgiving. And so there will be less people on these campuses in the month of December. And I think that's where a lot of the powers that be in college football are hoping that because there'll be less people around, even though the rates are what they are around the country and people unfortunately are getting this at a much higher rate than they were even a few weeks ago, that these teams can make it to December 19th, first of all, for their championship game, but then ultimately to January 1st for the semifinals at the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. But we've seen a lot of issues with travel. We've seen a lot of issues even with the testing that make it very difficult, contact tracing. And so I think there needs to be an open mind among the CFP to move this back or maybe create some type of bubble. But I think they're thinking that that can happen almost naturally on these campuses because there won't be very many other people around as of now for the rest of the calendar year.
Adam Rittenberg, as always, we appreciate your time. Let's talk again soon.
All right, guys, have a great Thanksgiving. And absolutely, let's talk soon. Thanks.
That is Adam Rittenberg. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, my friend. We will hopefully, when we get closer to that CFP, we'll know who's playing in it. We'll talk about the matchups coming up, and I think it should be a lot of fun. And hopefully there aren't any major interruptions before we get to that time. It's Adam Rittenberg with ESPN. Alex Ferrario has a gambling problem, so he and I are going to bet the board next on 101 ESPN.